I was never a class clown, and I was quite dorky and shy. I was a really, really sciencey boy. You know, because I do all the sciencey stuff, but that's like based on me actually really being into that stuff. So I went into university to do a maths degree of all things. But in the university, part of the explosion of university life and all the things, whatever, they used to do these big debates, and there were huge things in Irish universities. There would be like 600 people in attendance, and you'd get various, you know, you'd get government ministers in and senior journalists, whatever, and they'd have the debates of the issue of the day. Look, I know it was probably, I was 18 years old, grandstanding, and it probably would look really, really callow now, but at the time it was, these was the amazing thing, yeah. And like, look at these people and their comfort at being in front of a crowd. And I used to sit at the back for the first year of university, and just envy just built and built and built, whatever, and I was, it's a great thing, envy, for making you, it's a good,
kicks you to do something,
it's a good kind of like reflection of your true self, that you go, I wish I was doing that, like whatever's going. And I remember being really envious of them doing it. And then second year came around, and they have a competition called the Maiden Speakers, which is for first years to do it. And I put myself in the second year, and I had a joke at the start about some really specific to the university thing about they'd moved a faculty, the Faculty of Law, somewhere else, and I had some joke about law students who've travelled so far to be with us today, or whatever, because they're all griping about how they had to do this long walk. Really unimportant, whether it was about... It got a massive laugh from the 20 people in the room and a big round of applause. It's like a dial that I didn't know was in me suddenly went into the red. And I was like, that's not.
Look out now.
And I've been chasing that high for 30 years. I've been looking at the exact same rush I could ever get. You know, the bit in Trainspotting where they're feeling, it was that.